We're talking about a selection for Rio. It's very exciting, not far away, and it's the Australian Triathlon Team. Ryan Fisher, good morning.
Good morning.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal at the moment. Yeah, I know it's sort of started thinking a little bit more now that it's been publicly announced, and yeah, I'm excited.
And all the hard work pays off.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but you know, you keep going, you know, you never give up and stuff, and it does, it's sort of come true for me.
Ryan, so much talk. I mean, it sounds exotic, Rio, but obviously there's always there's the threat of the Zika virus. There's the threat that some of the stadia won't be ready. Have you been there? Have you been over the course in Rio?
Yeah, we were actually lucky enough. We did a test event there last year, and it was the same sort of thing then. We had there was a fair bit of speculation about the water quality, and obviously the Zika virus wasn't really spoken about then. But I don't know, we never found any of it like that, really. When we were there for the race, the water was actually really nice. And yeah, like I said, Zika virus wasn't really spoken about then. So, you know, I'll just have to take it as it comes, I guess. But we all had pretty good experiences.
Well, that's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously your form this year has been outstanding.
Yeah, it's by far been my, I guess, breakthrough year as such. As, you know, compared to the results I got last year, this year's been sort of head and shoulders above it, which is sort of, I guess I was sort of lucky with timing.
Mm. Ryan, what's your strongest leg?
It's sort of changed over the years with injury and then having to sort of, I guess, focus on other areas. But the bike's probably what's naturally come to me the easiest. But running sort of was the background that I always came from.
Okay. And what do you weigh?
About 65 kilos.
Far out. Yeah, I'm a bit of a cyclist myself, actually, Ryan.
You're a long way from 65 kilos.
No. I've recently taken it up, and I'm fascinated by it, but they say it's all about weight and the power to weight. Mm. It's how do you coordinate the three? I mean, to sort of divvy up your time, you're constantly doing something, aren't you? You have to be so physical.
Mm.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's a pretty, you know, like, we spend a lot of time training, obviously, but I think the hardest thing is probably not body composition necessarily, but when you look at, you know, swimmers opposed to endurance runners, and like the body shape that comes with the elite at those two sports are both sort of polar opposites.
Yes.
You know, you get your top runners and they're like 58 kilos or so, and then you get your swimmers that are 6 foot something and pretty solid. So I guess with an even amount of training, it's sort of you get to where you naturally sort of best suits you. But yeah, it is. Like, it's pretty, you know, it's hard sometimes, but, you know, I love it at the moment, and that's what makes it enjoyable and able to get out the door.
Ryan, the swimmers get a bit of the rough deal, don't they? Because it's very, very hard to get a big gap in the swim, and then it's normally eaten away in the bike or the run. Is that still the case? So you'd much rather be a great cyclist or a great runner than a great swimmer?
Yeah, like, you can lose the race in the swim for sure, but if you're, you know, you can lead out of the water by as far as you want, you're never going to win the race still necessarily. Like, it's pretty, you know, if you're up the road by yourself and you've got a group of 10 guys chasing you, it's, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to stay away.
Correct.
Mm. And who are the main competitors, or who've got the strongest triathletes at the moment? Are we still right up there?
Yeah. Like, Australia, like, we've sort of, I guess Australian men have probably been the weaker of the two, obviously, in the past. Like, our women have obviously been pretty good, but the men now are actually quite good. I think, like, last year there was three guys that finished in the top 15 in the World Series.
Yeah.
But Spain's probably the biggest country. I think right now they've got number one, three and four in the world.
Okay.
So they're probably the powerhouse.
Outstanding.
And, mate, how close did you go from actually not being a triathlete? How close did you go down that professional soccer road when you were a teenager?
Soccer was sort of, I don't know, I guess that's what I grew up loving. Like, I did triathlon when I was pretty young, but I wouldn't say I loved it. It was pretty, I don't know, it's not as social, you know, you're not with your mates, stuff like that. Mm. So I sort of played soccer up till I was 17 and looked at a few options with going to America to play in college. But it didn't, I honestly didn't really follow it too much then. That's when I just started really enjoying triathlon, and that meant I could stay at home at that point in time, which I was pretty set on.
Yeah, news has just come in, not to be negative, because TK was at the start.
No, but, I wasn't.
No, just the Rio security. Some Spanish sailors were robbed at gunpoint over there. So, I mean, there's all sorts of trouble over there in Rio. But the security will be upped, obviously, when you guys are there. But it will be an interesting country to visit.
Yeah, it's funny. I literally saw that just before, and it was a bit, I guess, confronting. But I think it's one of those things, being there now, opposed to, I think, any Rio Olympic Games, no matter where it is, I think security is going to be sort of next level, and I think we'll be, you know, should be pretty safe and in good hands.
Now, Ryan, what brand of bike do you ride?
I'm just about to get onto Boardman.
Boardman, okay.
British company.
Yeah, right. So they're a sponsor, are they?
Just about to be in the next few days, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And if you could have any bike, what would it be?
Oh, do I have to say Boardman or...?
No. Forget that they're on board.
Of course he's going to say Boardman. What do you think?
All right, well, tell me off air. Tell me off air then. I know you've got to say Boardman. But...
just stick to Boardman. I'd like one of those ones with the little engines in it, you know, the mechanical doping one.
Yeah.
So well, would I.
Yeah, well, he might lose gold medal then.
Mate, are you a gold medal, you know, like is the podium the goal?
Yeah, of course. I think it's... Not if it was any other Olympics, I guess. I probably would say no, but I think with the way the course is, you know, if I had to put a course together to suit me, it's pretty much Rio. Like, it's an open water surf swim with a beach start, so run into the water, which obviously suits me and all the Aussies, really. And it's a hard bike course, and that changes the aspect of the race a lot and even changes the guys that are probably the medal chances.
Yeah, good on you, Ryan. Now, listen, mate, if you want to be pushed on the bike, come up and have a training session and we'll go and do it.
Sounds good.
You're a good man. Congratulations on being selected, and we'll be following you in Rio.
Run off
Great.
The road.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Ryan Fisher there, another one of our Aussie athletes, will be following over in Rio. What are you laughing at?
I can't imagine.
You know what? He's a 10K. He'd beat me by 8K when he gets over the line.